Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 362, the stanzas 2 and 3. I wait for God, the Lord, and on his word my hope relies. My soul still waits and looks unto the Lord till light arise. And what follows? Psalter 362, the stanzas 2 and 3. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Malachi 3, beginning with the 13th verse, and also chapter 4. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Malachi 3, beginning with the 13th verse, to the end of Malachi 4. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept this ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, that they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, and they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest they come and smite the earth with a curse. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Rika Booter, who had surgery this past week, Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Van Manen, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy, and Mr. John Clark, who was admitted to the hospital the last Sabbath day and may be home again in the Bethesda. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou hast carried us and our children upon the wings of mercy for another week. Thou hast not taken one of us away by the cold hand of death, but we may still be in the precious day of grace, and insofar that it is possible in this morning hour to come up to thy courts. May it please thee to grant unto us and our children, and that by the first time and by renewal, a deep and an abiding impression of thy goodness and of thy mercy, where we are privileged above most of the people upon the face of the earth. And then the apostle has written in thy word, and who maketh thee to differ, where thou yet maketh a great difference with most of the people upon the face of the earth, and we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all lying under the sentence of death, and then in the past week our sins have been manifold. Oh, should it then not be a wonder when in this morning hour when we and our children may still have a place within the walls of thy house, and may it please thee to make it a wonder, and that we may indeed become small before thee. For others it has become eternity, and their lot has been forever cast. But we are still in the day, when the King is still gathering a church, Lord. To that end we humbly beg of thee, for a rich blessing upon thy holy word. Thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. Then we have heard out of thy holy word of thy jewels. O Adam and Eve were the jewel of thy creation, but we have lost thy image, and we are no longer jewels of the Lord, but we are followers of the prince of darkness. But now thou art still gathering those jewels, that they may be added to the meritorial crown of thy dear Son, and thereby thy great and worthy name shall be glorified. And, Lord, to that end, and may it please thee to go from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, convert our little children, convert our young people, convert the middle-aged, convert the elderly ones, in the light of that never-ending eternity. And then there is not so much difference in our age. And it is declared in thy word that there is but a step between us and death. And may it please thee by the loving and the irresistible work of thy spirit to make room for thyself. It is recorded in the scriptures that in Bethlehem there was no room for thy dear Son, and that is a picture of our natural heart. But, Lord, wilt thou begin that good work? Wilt thou grant the tender fear of the Lord, that we may become a true seeker? Remember thy Zion. Thou was written in thy word, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear thee. He will also hear their cry, and he will save them. May that be fulfilled, may that be experienced for a poor and a needy people, a people that are learning more and more, that they can never save themselves, that they are a sinner still, and a people with those vehement desire for thee and thy righteousness, for a people that have learned more and more, that they have no righteousness of themselves. A people that have learned to sigh, a people that have learned to cry, a people whom thou hast given those vehement desires. And, Lord, thou wast promised, when thou wast given those vehement desires, that thou shalt also fulfill them, that thou will hear their cry. May such souls have come up in this morning hour with that earnest and with that vehement desire, that they may be given to behold thee, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings. Thou hast a people upon the earth that learn that it all comes from above, and that they are given to ruin everything, and yet in their condition that cannot leave thee alone. May it then be fulfilled in this very morning hour, in this very day, and in this season, that thou wilt fulfill the desire of those that fear thee, that thou wilt also hear their cry, and that thou wilt save them, which is only possible through that precious mediator, And Lord, also in the further leadings, oh, in this season to be led further into the mysteries of salvation, to be given to behold him who was white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s. Oh, as a Simeon to embrace that child with that precious confession. Lord, remember us and our children as we hasten through the time to that never-ending eternity. Then it has pleased thee in this past week to bless a father and mother with the birth of a little child. Oh, wilt thou grant them a humble and a broken heart, and that their tears may be given to flow, and may it be a little child born to be born again, a little one for thy honor and for thy glory. Remember the grandparents, remember all the unborn, and be mindful of the barren ones amongst us. And then a father was admitted to the hospital this past Sabbath day. It has pleased thee to bless the means he may return to the care home. Lord, may the calling be sanctified to his never-dying soul in the climbing of his years. Remember him with his dear wife. A mother has underwent surgery in the past week. And then thou was helped out, thou was helped through. She may return to her home. And may it please thee to grant further healing. And above all, may it please thee to come in with the calling for the saving of her never-dying soul. Lord, remember all the sick and afflicted. Remember her with that dreaded disease. Wilt thou grant understanding and wisdom to the physicians. Remember the crosses. Remember the burdens. Remember the mourning ones. Remember the elderly ones in the care home with those that care for them, and those that are bound to their home, and those that may still come up to thy house. Then we commend thy church unto thee over the length and the breadth of the earth. Ah, may there be a large ingathering. We live in a dark and a solemn time where thy judgments are hanging low over the earth, and where the forces of darkness, where they are mustering their powers together against thee, against thy dear Son, and against thy holy word, that thy church may be destroyed. But then the psalmist has declared that the Lord reigneth. Ah, thou art standing over everything. And then in the midst of the solemn times, then thou art still gathering those jewels unto thyself, O Lord. And may we and our children be included among them, because what shall it be under such a precious word, the proclamation of the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ, and then to have to go lost forever and ever. And therefore, Lord, may it please thee to look down in mercy upon us and our children. Ah, plant that tender fear of the Lord in all of our hearts. There is not one amongst us that can miss that blessing. And thou art so worthy to be served, to be honored and to be glorified, Lord, to that end. And may it please thee in this morning hour to grant thy gracious help. Ah, thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee. And may it please thee to grant Aaron's and hers. And may thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance, the tiredness of the body, the wandering, the worldly thoughts, help the children to understand. Wilt thou remember those that could not come up to thy house because of lawful reasons? And Lord, remember also those that would not. And may it please thee then to hear us, and be a wonder-doing God, our Lord. Stretch out thy almighty arm and hand, that sinners may be saved, that thy name may be glorified, that thy kingdom may come. And give a prayer for one another, ah, may we be found more, a begging and a pleading people for thy wonders of thy grace, to remember for body and for soul. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 421, the stanzas 5 and 6. O God, our shield with face benign, a look on thy servant holy thine, and keep him, Lord, thou great defender. A one day passed in thy house of praise is better than a thousand days spent in the realm of earthly splendor. And what follows, Psalter 421, the stanzas 5 and 6. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Malachi 4 and there of the second verse. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Our text words speak of the promise of the arising of the Son of Righteousness. With four thoughts in the first place, for a named people. In the second place, after a dark night. In the third place, a majestic appearance. And in the fourth place, a wonderful effect. The promise of the arising of the Son of Righteousness. For a named people, after a dark night, with a majestic appearance and a wonderful effect. Beloved congregation, our text words have been taken from the prophet Malachi, the last prophet that we know of recorded in the scriptures, that was given to prophesy unto the children of Israel before the birth of the coming of Christ. The prophet Malachi, he has prophesied approximately 100 years after the rebuilding of the second temple, where the second temple has been completed in the year 516 before the birth of Christ. In the year 458 before the birth of Christ, then in Ezra, as a prophet, as a reformer with a company of Israelites, have returned to Jerusalem. And Nehemiah, in the year 445, he was given to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And Nehemiah, after a certain time, has returned to Shushan, but then after 13 years have returned to Jerusalem. And it is believed, when we compare scripture with scripture, the sins and the circumstances of the prophet Malachi, that the prophet Malachi has prophesied approximately in the time of Nehemiah, a little more than 400 years before the birth of Christ. Then in the former chapters, the first chapters of Malachi, then the prophet has warned the children of Israel against their sins. And now after they have went into captivity, they have no longer bowed and worshipped idols of stone and gold. But now in this prophecy, then the prophet is given to speak more of their sins in the way of religion, that they have polluted the altar, they have transgressed the covenant, and both people and priests, that they were not worshiping the Lord as the Lord has commanded them in the laws of Moses. And to that end, in our chapter, then we read of the judgments of the Lord. in verse 1, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts." What day is now the prophet Malachi referring to? That is the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in that day, when the Jews would reject their Messiah and their Savior, especially when Jerusalem would be destroyed, then that first verse would be fulfilled. But then it also refers to the second event, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall come upon the clouds of heaven. Thus, when our text, when it begins with "but," that is an opposition to the first verse. There is spoken of a people, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. Then the prophet is speaking of a people that have refused to hearken to the message of the Lord, that have refused to bow, that have refused to repent. And now the wonder, that "but," because that is a "but" of free and sovereign grace. That is a "but" where the Lord makes a difference where there is no difference. Oh, among that people in the land of Canaan, it is true, the worship was polluted, the altar was polluted, but the Lord still had a remnant that was given to weep and given to sigh, that have needed the Lord. And therefore the wonder of our text, that is the work of a triune God, but unto you. And now in this morning, then we must examine our hearts by renewal, because in verse 1 there is spoken of one kind of people, and in our text of another kind of people. And that people in verse 2, and that "but" becomes such a wonder, because they learn what is written in that first verse. When they read the former chapters, the Lord has a people by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, that they cannot stand above that people, because they find it all dwells in their heart, and not only in the way of unrighteousness, but also in the way of worship. Because I read in Isaiah 64, verse 6, of that people that their righteousness are nothing as filthy rags, but unto you. Thus that is a people that has been separated from the multitude of men. And then that people is described, because the promises in the Word of God, they are for a named people with special characteristics and with special experiences, which are granted by the Spirit of God. But unto you that fear my name. That is how that people is described. And when we read in our text of the fear, that is not a slavish fear, that is afraid of the punishment in the first place, not saying when the Lord works, that people is not much exercised with what the punishment of sin is, that all goes together. But now in our text, when the prophet Malachi is given to prophesy to the children of Israel, but unto you, a named people, unto you that fear my name, then the prophet has already described that people in chapter 3, what that people are busy with, because they read of the wicked in Romans 3 verse 18 that the fear of God is not before their eyes, that they fear not his name, his essence, his works. They are busy in the world and with the things thereof, but they are not so busy with the Lord. But now in verse 16 of chapter 3, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Thus there we have already some characteristics. But unto you that fear my name, that is a people that is busy with the Lord, with the things of the Lord, with his kingdom. They are busy how to enter that kingdom of God, that people learn what is written in the first verse, that they have nothing to plead upon, that their sins are great and manifold. In the Old Testament, then the fear of the Lord, that is many times a description of the worship of the Lord. We have different examples in the Bible where the Lord and word specifically written of those that have feared the Lord. For in Abraham, in Genesis 22, after he was given to sacrifice his son, although the Lord has sent an angel, lay not thy hand upon the lad, then the Lord says, now I know that thou fearest me, because thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only begotten son. Thus then it is declared that the fear of the Lord, that the Lord becomes the most important, that the Lord becomes number one in our life. Oh, do we not read of an Obadiah, boys and girls, in 1 Kings 18, that an Obadiah was given to confess that he feared the Lord from his youth? Do I not read in Psalm 111 verse 10 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Oh, I read in Psalm 25 verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant. And thus those in our text, there is written, a people is declared, a people is described, then their heart is declared. Oh, a people that is given to reverence the Lord, a people that have learned to bow before the Lord. Oh, a people with a desire that they may obey the Lord, that they may follow him in sown and unsown ways. But unto you that fear my name. And now concerning that name, that includes the Lord's essence, that includes his attributes, and that includes his works. Then the fear of the Lord, that is wrought by the love which the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in such hearts for the Lord and everything connected therewith, with a great fear of sinning against the Lord, because Zion learns that their sin causes separation. But unto you that fear my name. Oh, then I read in Psalm 145 verse 19 that he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and he will save them. Oh, are there such souls in my midst that may not deny that has become their life, that they are given to fear the Lord? Oh, it is true many times with trembling, but on the other hand, with that love shed abroad upon the heart. But unto you that fear my name, that is a people that have learned that their sins, that they are great and they are manifold. That is now an Advent people. that need fulfillment of their desires. Oh, it is true. Those desires, they are so precious. They are so sweet. But an Advent people that shall be given to seek for the fulfillment of those desires, for those seeking souls, then what a precious encouragement that it is, because the Lord has promised to never forsake the work of his own hands, but he makes room for his work, and that is declared in our text words. Our second thought, after a dark night, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. And boys and girls, when does the sun now arise? After the night. And that is implied in our text. Also in the context, many precious promises in the Old Testament concerning the coming of the Messiah. Third of the mother promise on the last Sabbath day. The further promises to Abraham, to Jacob, to Moses, to David, to the prophets, that the Messiah would come in the fullness of time. But unto you that fear my name, oh, then I hear the prophet cry in Isaiah 64, verse 1, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flee at thy presence. Oh, those are the mountains of the sin of the church. That is the righteousness of the Lord. And now the Lord, in his mercy, has still sent another prophet, the prophet Malachi, to warn that people, but also to speak of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already in chapter 3, there it is written, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek. That is a characteristic of those that fear the Lord. Oh, they are true seekers. Oh, have such seekers come up in this morning hour with a sigh and with a cry. Then the prophet has already declared, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And then the prophet Malachi has went away of all flesh. And then we do not read of a prophet for 400 years. Psalmist has said in Psalm 74, verse 9, no prophet amongst us, and neither is there that knoweth how long. And now for the children of Israel, what that must have been for four centuries, not to hear the voice of another prophet, it is true. They had the word of God, but the true Zion of God, they have such a desire for that promise that it may be renewed. They have a desire because can become so impossible. And that is what is implied in our text with the arising of the Son of Righteousness, that it was a very after a dark night. And in the scriptures, then we find many different places where it speaks of a night, the night watches, a waiting church. And now that night in the scriptures, that implies many different things. Then a night, then many times it becomes cold. Then concerning the night watches in the scriptures, then it refers to ignorance, because we read that the light shall arise in the darkness. Read thereof in Matthew 4 and in Isaiah 9 of people that dwelt in darkness, that the light shall arise. Oh, for that people, they are so ignorant in heavenly ways. They need to be instructed, and the Lord leads them in such impossible and such unfathomable ways. Lords, they number 10. Of what understandest thou by the providence of God? Of what advantage? When the Lord speaks to the soul, then they may embrace it, then they may be given to rejoice. But now when it becomes light, as in the life of the children of Israel, then in the second place, then darkness in scriptures, that many times implies a night of difficulties. Think of the disciples when they have come on the Sea of Tiberias, when the Lord ascended the winds, when their ship was rocked to and fro, when we read of those contrary winds, and when it seems there was no deliverance, then a night that implies a night of impossibilities. For the children of Israel, then it seemed that it was becoming darker and darker, more impossible that the Messiah would come, because the land of Israel has been conquered by the Romans. Then in the night watches, then many times the wild animals, then they come out of their dens. Oh, in the life of a child of God, the devil loves to pester his child. And when it is dark, then what an arrows can be shot, that there are times that such a child of God can be at their wits' end, longing that the light may arise. Have we not sung together out of Psalm 130, of a waiting soul? Oh, my soul doth wait upon the Lord. My soul doth hope upon his word, as watchman in the morning. Then in the night watches, then many times we can imagine to see and hear things which are not even present. Oh, in that way of unbelief, what thoughts? Small thoughts of the Lord. And when the Lord tries in that night watches, then that people learns what dwells in their heart. Then they have not reason to place themselves upon that first verse. And then there are times that it becomes a wonder that they may still have a place upon the earth. Oh, it becomes a wonder when in the night watches, when they may still be given to sigh unto the Lord. Then in the night watches, then it can be that people come so low. The psalmist has said that he was brought very low. But shall the Lord now forsake that people where he has begun? Shall the Lord now forget that people that have truly learned to fear that name? Shall the Lord now leave that people to perish in a dark night where they have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord? What do you think, congregation? Shall the Lord now grant those true and lively desires in the soul? Shall he teach that people to weep about their sins? Shall he now teach that people to cry for his mercy? Shall he now give them those precious desires? And shall he let them perish in the night? What do you think, congregation? Then I think everyone shall say no. That shall never take place. Or are there a few souls that can know it so well with their mind, and indeed that have experienced, because many times the Lord visits His people in the night watches, and yet maybe have come up to God's house afraid that it cannot be, that it shall not be so dark, so impossible. And when we think of the night watches, what else? Before the sun arises, the middle of the night, boys and girls, then we can see many twinkling stars. That is a picture of the promises which the Lord gives to His people. And what a precious thing it is, maybe a soul that says, had I but a promise, then I would be so happy, and then I would never doubt. But now an Advent church shall learn, it is true, when a promise is given, and a soul may embrace it by true saving faith, then it is, as it were, already, that they may be possessors of the same. But for the Old Testament, then they have experienced that the promise was not a fulfillment. And now in the realm of nature, then in the middle of the night, those twinkling stars, but before the sun arises, when it begins to dawn, then we no longer see the stars, at least not very clearly. Thus that typifies a soul with the promise that has a tasted of the precious things of the Lord that are given to fear the name of the Lord, but that cannot hold onto the promise, and that has not a fulfillment. But now our text. Ah, what an encouragement for a poor and a needy soul. Because in our text it is declared, He will, not maybe, perhaps, or depending upon the condition of that people, of course, at His time, in His way, because the Lord does all things for His glory, but He will fulfill the desire of those that fear His name. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Our third thought, but let us first sing. Psalter, no, the Song of Zacharias, the stanzas 1, 5, and 7. And now be the God of Israel blessed, who makes His truth appear. His mighty hand fulfills His word, and all the oaths He sware. The Song of Zacharias, the stanzas 1, 5, and 7. the promise of the arising of the Son of Righteousness, for a named people after a dark night, and now thirdly, a majestic appearance. And that is for a people, because the Lord makes room for His grace. We hope to hear thereof in this evening hour with the explanation of the name Jesus. And now it is the work of the Spirit that a soul is given to experience that first verse, that everything that is of self, all the stubble, that cannot stand in the sight of a just and holy God, that it shall all be burnt up in that dark night, left a poor and a guilty sinner, and yet a people. In that dark night, it is true, can become so dark for a soul, that they are ready to give up, that they come to the conclusion that they must not be one of those that feared the Lord, because they have sighed and they have cried so often, and still with the burden of sin upon their shoulders. But now it says in our text, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Thus a renewed promise and a further instruction. That is what the church needs, and that is what they desire. In the first place, that it may be confirmed. In the second place, those that fear His name, they have a desire that the Lord may speak by renewal. And then in the third place, concerning their Son, concerning their sins, concerning the rising of the Son, then the psalmist is written in Psalm 19, verse 12, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. And now when we read in our text, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, then who is the prophet referring to? In the scriptures, there are similar expressions, although also called the star, Balaam. That false prophet is prophesied in Numbers 24, verse 17, of the star of Jacob. In Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord is called the sun and shield. In Luke 1, verse 78, as Zacharias in a song has spoken of the rising of the day spring. And in Revelations 22, verse 16, we read of the morning star. Thus then it is clear, congregation, that in our text words, that it refers to none else but the Son of God, who has been promised to our first parents, has been confirmed, renewed many times in the Old Testament, and now by renewal for a waiting people, by the prophet Malachi. But then he is not only called a son, but the Son of Righteousness. And then when we compare it to Jeremiah 23, verse 6, he has already spoken of the Lord, our righteousness. Thus then it is very clear that our text words refer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of time. When we consider the Son, there is only one Son. And so I read in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 that there is one mediator between God and man. And then the Son is faithful, the Lord is promised in Genesis 8 verse 22 that the seasons, day and night shall continue. And that is in a natural sense, and that is also in a spiritual sense for His church. Because the Lord has not promised two heavens, it is true for the one that day can be longer than the other can have longer and more nights. And nevertheless, a faithful God. And now concerning the coming of the Son of Righteousness, then we have said already in the context, it refers to the fullness of time. In the second place, in the way of conversion, where it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that precious mediator in the soul of a guilty people that may be given to fear His name. Unto you that fear My name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. Our forethought, a wonderful effect. When we think of the Son, boys and girls, what does the Son give and what does the Son do? Think of a morning, a cold, very cold morning when you are standing waiting for the bus. And then the Son arises. What does the Son now give? And what does the Son now do? And then in the first place, it grants light that we can see. Do we not read in the Gospel of John that the light came into the world? In John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Then He grants light to them that sit in darkness. Ah, when the Lord, when it pleases the Lord by His Spirit to open His Word, and then that people is given to marvel at the wonderful things of the Lord, sometime given to marvel, why was I not given to see it before? Thus, in the first place, it grants light. In the second place, it grants warmth. When the Sun may arise, then the earth may be warmed. Ah, the wonderful creation of God. A certain distance from the Sun, and that the earth rotates every 24 hours. If it would be different, we could not live. And thus it gives warmth. Ah, that is the experience of the Church of God. When that Sun of Righteousness may arise, and then it becomes so different in their heart. Ah, then they become so humble. And then with those vehement desires, and that He may be glorified. Those boys and girls, you can remember it. Light, warmth, and life. Without the Sun, there could be no life. We have mentioned that text out of John 14, verse 6. The Son of Righteousness, He is the fountain of all life. But not only a Son, we could mention more points. The Son also affects the tides. Oh, it is through the prophetical office of the Lord Jesus Christ that they are given to exercise those vehement desires unto the Lord and unto His name, that they may be given to worship, that they may be given to follow Him. Further, the Son that makes the earth fruitful, it is through the mediatorial work of Christ Jesus that the church may become fruitful. But now, not only called the Son, but the Son of Righteousness, and that is now the wonder for the church. He was righteous. He was born with no original sin. Luke 1 verse 35. He had no actual sin. John 8, verse 46, who convinceth me of sin? But now he has become the Son of Righteousness for us church. And how was that possible? Because in the Son of Righteousness, oh, how necessary, how adorable, how precious. He becomes for an unrighteous people that cannot come above that first verse. Oh, it is true. They have received those vehement desire, a hating and fleeing of sin, a desire that they may live perfectly according to the law of God, that they may never grieve the Lord no more. But now for a people that everything has become stubble, that they cannot appear before the Lord, that in an Advent season, that they are a guilty sinner still. But now it is written in our text, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, the Son of Righteousness. Oh, see then that blessed mediator. He has taken the sins of his church upon him, and to that end he has appeared before his Father judicially as an unrighteousness one. Oh, he has hung on the cursed cross. The sun has refused to shine. He has hung in a dark night. He has no longer expressed, Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, the willingness and the love of the Son of Righteousness. And to that end, he was given to satisfy justice. He has paid the price. He was given to cry as the Son of Righteousness. It is finished. It is true he was laid in the grave, but he is risen as the Son of Righteousness, that the church may become partaker of the blessings which he has merited. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. O Church of God, O seeking souls, perhaps souls where it is so dark, but do we not read in our text, but unto you, and can you deny that the Lord has become number one? Can you deny that you have received those vehement desires? Can you deny that your life is not declared in the Beatitudes? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, that is a people that learns that with all their own works, that they cannot satisfy justice, that they still have an open standing debt. But now it is written, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Oh, let us repeat Psalm 145, verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry, and he will save them. That is through that blessed Son of Righteousness. And now further, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. What does that mean? That has a special meaning, they tell us. That in different countries where there are swamps, many low-lying areas, where there is much disease, much death, John Patton has learned it by bitter experience when he came on the New Hebrides. Then he has made his dwelling in a low-lying area, has lost his dear wife by the hand of death. He nearly succumbed. He was given to crawl to a higher area where the breezes would blow. And now in those countries, they even tell us that when the sun arises and the wind begins to blow, that those poisonous vapors that cause many diseases and much death, that they are blown away. Thus now the prophet is given to declare healing. That is for someone that is sick. Ah, the church learns much of their sin-sick soul and that they can never heal themselves. But now the precious promise that the Son of Righteousness will give healing with his wings. And then in the scriptures, when we think of those wings, and then we think of the ark with that golden mercy seat, with those cherubims with their wings. And then when that blood was sprinkled, which pointed to the blood of the Son of Righteousness, which would be shed in the fullness of time, it pointed to the pardoning of sins. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew 23, verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest those that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thee as a hen or chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Thus the healing of those wings, it speaks of healing, but it also speaks of an overshadowing. But now a further blessing. When that Son of Righteousness may arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Many times calves, they are kept in a little stall. But when we read our text words as calves of the stall, then there are also times that many farmers in the springtime, when the sun may arise and shine with more brilliance, and that the earth may become fruitful, and then boys and girls, maybe you have seen it, when your father has let the cattle out in the spring, what do? Then they are so glad, then they are given to rejoice, and then they are given to spring, and they are given to jump. Oh, that is now the picture, may be implied, not exactly written, nevertheless, when the sun may shine in its brilliance, and the earth may become fruitful, as a David not said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to he leadeth me in green pastures, he maketh me to lie beside still waters. Ah, then the church may be given to rejoice, and then they may be given to sing the high praises of the Lord, and then they may be given to speak of the wonderful works of the grace of God, and then they may be given to speak of the preciousness and of the fruits of the Son of Righteousness in their heart by the application of the Holy Spirit. O congregation, what a precious promise, it is true. It still reads of calves in the stall. Many times that people misuse their liberty can be when you put cattle outside and that they jump through the fence. Oh, many times that people, because of their waywardness and as a wandering sheep, as David not confessed it in the last verse of Psalm 119, then it is true. Then the Lord has to place them in a little pen with a short rope in their own stinks, many times in darkness, and nevertheless the blessings of the Zion of God. Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, Church of God. Oh, is there now a seeking people with those vehement desires? Ah, may you turn this text into a prayer. Ah, Lord, may it now be the time. Oh, thou knowest the darkness that I must experience. Oh, it is true, many times my own fault, many times the clouds of my sin and of my unbelief, and nevertheless the precious promise which the Lord grants unto a Zion. No, the Lord is not a land of outer darkness. He shall encourage them, and he shall grant that fulfillment. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. In our congregation, by renewal, we have spoken of two people. And then in this morning hour, then we must place yourself beside one of those people. And where do we belong and where do we stand? Oh, if we still belong to that first verse, then ask the Lord that in this day, by His Spirit, that He may grant you the tender fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Because we have said this day, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and that shall also be fulfilled when the Son of Righteousness, when He comes upon the clouds of heaven, and then hell shall be as an oven. And what shall be the fuel? What a solemn thought. Then sinners shall burn forever and ever for those unrighteous ones. But the Lord is still gathering a church. But unto you are there a few souls that do not know it anymore. Oh, times perhaps that you were given to fear the Lord greatly, but perhaps it has become night. Perhaps times that you thought you had a star, but now afraid that it was deceit. And now nothing but an unrighteous sinner. But unto you that fear my name, oh, then those true souls, they cannot deny, we have heard it out of chapter 3, that those souls, they think much of the Lord. They think much of their sins. And they think much of eternity. And they cannot appear before a righteous God, but it is promised. And the Lord shall fulfill it for each true soul. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Oh, may it please the Lord to grant it unto those seeking souls. May there be no rest outside of that only name, for the church of God here, it is only in part. Day and night shall not cease, but there shall come a time, oh, in that day, when Christ shall appear upon the clouds of heaven, then for the church a day shall arise, when there shall never be a sunset, but then it shall be fulfilled. What we read in Revelations 22 verse 5, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, and neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please Thee to fulfill the text for us and our children, where that need is not felt, where that need is not experienced for righteousness. Oh, may it please Thee to work that need in this very day, that sinners may return to their home, pricked in their heart, exercised with that oven, and that they are nothing but stubble. But, O Lord, remember Thy Zion, when there are souls walking, or even sitting in night, where it seems it cannot be no more. Thou wast promised that the Son of Righteousness shall arise. Lord, be then a wonder-doing God. Wilt thou work that advent, grant those exercises, but also the fulfillment. Watch over us in this day. Wilt thou remember us on the slippery roads? May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Bring us back again to thy house in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 77, the stanzas 2 and 5. His holy name remember, ye saints, Jehovah praise. His anger lasts a moment, his favor all our days, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. Miss Hendrika Wilhelmina Jacobson has requested to become a member of our congregation from the RCNA of Monarch. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before December 10. There will be a male members meeting this coming Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. For the purpose of electing office bearers and other positions, as well as other business. And then concerning the nomination of candidates for elders, Colin Both, Henry DeCock, Pete Niels, and Case Oscom. For deacon, Pete Bell, Pete Grisnick, Ben Vandenberg, and Case Vandenbreinhost. Deacon Lloyd Vandenberg had no freedom to let his name stand for personal reasons. And the poll magazines are at the exit. Psalter 77, the stanzas 2 and 5. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.